Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, November 1st, 2021 edition of NIPSPY Pulp and Paper Radio International. Yes, it's November, and yes, I'm not loving it whatsoever. I am your host, Steve Roush. I welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, two workers are dead and others are injured after an accident at a Domtar mill. And also making headlines last week, another mill bill will be proposed in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, October 29th at 43.81, down 51 points or 1.1% from the October 22nd close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.5%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Veritiv, gaining 29.5%, again that's 29.5%, followed by Boise Cascade up 5.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Suzano, closing down 10.6%. Over the past year, Veritiv, who we just mentioned, has been the top performer, gaining 370%, and the deepest decliner is IT Tech Packaging, down by 19%. Over the same week, the Invesco S&P 500 tracker is up 46.7%, while the PM40 is, get this, up 47.9%. That's 47.9% to 46.7%. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso invests 97 million euros at its Skoghall mill in Sweden. Stora Enso is investing 97 million euros to expand board production at the Skoghall site in Sweden. At the same time, Stora Enso is initiating a pre-feasibility study to convert the second currently idled line at its Oulu site in Finland to a packaging board line. The investment in Skoghall will further drive profitable growth in attractive end-use segments such as liquid packaging board and coated unbleached kraft, and is expected to be completed in the second half of 2023. Following the investment, the annual packaged board production at Skoghall can be increased by approximately 100,000 metric tons to a total capacity exceeding 900,000 metric tons, subject to environmental permits. The investment decision follows the completion of the feasibility study announced back in November of 2020. Based on the study, Stora Enso has decided not to go ahead with the original planned pulp capacity expansion. The original feasibility study had an estimated capital expenditure of approximately 800 million to 850 million euros for both pulp and board capacity expansion. The board expansion in Skoghall will be implemented through debottlenecking of one of the existing production lines and executed in two steps, utilizing the scheduled maintenance stops. Following the successful conversion in Oulu from paper to kraftliner production for food applications, Stora Enso has decided to initiate a pre-feasibility study to convert the second idled paper line into a packaging board line. The first conversion ramp-up in Oulu has proceeded ahead of the plan since production started at the beginning of the year. A second conversion would require and would further improve the Oulu site's flexibility and competitiveness through integrated pulp availability, additional fixed and variable cost savings, and the ability to utilize the adjacent deep-sea harbor. The pre-feasibility study will be completed in early 2022, the company said. Again, Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso launches new fluff pulp grade with lower carbon footprint. Stora Enso has introduced the newest addition to its Natura Fluff pulp product portfolio, Natura Fluff Eco by Stora Enso. Natura Fluff Eco is a new fluff pulp grade with a lower carbon footprint, enabling producers of hygiene products such as baby diapers, incontinence pads, and feminine care to offer consumers a new generation of environmentally friendly and absorbent hygiene products. Consumers are increasingly looking for products that are natural, safe to use, and have a low environmental footprint. Natura Fluff Eco is an oxygen-delunified fluff pulp, which means that there is no bleaching chemicals are used in the production. As a result, the fluff pulp has a warm, natural beige color and roughly 30% lower carbon footprint in comparison to traditional fluff pulp without compromising on product performance. Natura Fluff Eco is perfectly suited for use in demanding hygiene applications such as baby care, feminine care, and adult incontinence care products, or in air-laid non-woven materials such as napkins, tabletops, and various pads. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Poland. Rottneros and Arctic Paper are collaborating on sustainable fiber trays in Poland. Rottneros and Arctic Paper have signed a letter of intent regarding a 50-50 joint venture in Kozdrin, Poland, with the aim of building a new molded fiber tray facility. The startup of the new facility is planned for the end of 2023. The investment is expected to amount to 120 to 150 million Swedish kroners. Production will be suitable for high barrier packaging, modified atmosphere packaging with extended shelf life, as well as for packaging with lesser functional demands, all based on Rottneros primary fiber. The products can withstand heat and are excellent for ready-made food, both frozen and chilled dishes, which constitutes a rapidly growing market. Production capacity is estimated at 60 to 80 million trays. This can be compared with Rottneros' packaging existing plant in Suni, with the capacity today amounting to 15 to 20 million trays of comparable quality. In addition to supply climate smart packaging, the purpose is also to use the new plant as a model to show both the high quality and scalable and competitive production. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada, Paper Excellence announces upcoming curtailment at Crofton Mill. Paper Excellence announced that its Catalyst Crofton facility will take a market curtailment of about 2 weeks in November of 2021. The curtailment is in response to ongoing global logistics challenges and will be coordinated with a previously planned maintenance shutdown of the facility's biomass power boiler. Because the boiler shutdown significantly impacts energy costs, both the paper and pulp operations of the mills will be curtailed from the November 9th to about November 24th as the maintenance work is completed on the boiler. Crofton expects that it will lose approximately 15,000 air-dried metric tons of paper and 19,000 air-dried metric tons of NBSK pulp from this outage. All right, Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. West Fraser to buy OSV mill in South Carolina from Georgia Pacific for $280 million. West Fraser Timber, has entered into an agreement to acquire Georgia Pacific's Oriented Strand Board mill near Allendale, South Carolina for approximately $280 million. The transaction is expected to close following successful completion of U.S. regulatory reviews and satisfaction of customary conditions. The Allendale facility, which initially began producing OSB in 2007, has been idled since late 2019 and has an estimated stated capacity of approximately 760 million square feet on a 3/8 inch basis. The company intends to invest an estimated $70 million in additional capital to upgrade and optimize the facility in preparation for its restart, and this upgrade is anticipated to last approximately 9 months. The mill is expected to directly employ approximately 135 people and be one of the lowest-cost mills in the company's OSB portfolio after the optimization is complete and the mill has ramped up to full production, a process that typically takes 18 to 24 months after the restart. Dateline, North Carolina, WestRock adding 50 jobs in $47 million facility expansion outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Dozens of jobs are coming to Catawba County in a $47 million manufacturing expansion, Governor Roy Cooper announced this past week. WestRock Company is creating 50 jobs in its plans to expand its packaging facility in Claremont, Catawba County, according to the governor's office. WestRock, headquartered in Atlanta, has more than 50,000 employees and more than 300 locations worldwide. Quote, "This facility is an important part of WestRock's production of sustainable fiber-based packaging, and we are pleased to make this investment in Catawba County," said Patrick Kivitz, president of WestRock Consumer Packaging. He said this in a news release. The Claremont facility manufactures food, food service, and beverage packaging. The expansion will include a new building that will add 285,000 square feet to the company's Catawba County space. The average salary for the new positions is at $48,422, above the average overall average wage of $43,920 in Catawba County. The company will receive a performance-based grant of about $125,000 from the One North Carolina Fund. All 1NC grants require a matching grant from local governments. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Windsor, Quebec. Two workers dead after accident at Domtar Mill. Domtar received confirmation from Sûreté de Québec last week on October 28th of the tragic news regarding the second worker, Hugo Paré, who lost his life following the collapse of a scaffolding on October 26th at approximately 1:35 a.m. local time at the company's Windsor Mill. The loss was in addition to Yann Banalarigian, who was found dead the day before. The company says our sympathies and thoughts go out to the families of Mr. Paré and Mr. Balagirian and to the colleagues affected by the tragic accident. This tragedy affects and saddens us all, the company says, continuing to say we are focused on our efforts on supporting our colleagues and their families. Domtar would like to thank all of those who have worked tirelessly to assist. Domtar will continue to cooperate and participate in the ongoing investigation and to determine the cause of the accident. And in, it was earlier reported that approximately 1:35 a.m. on October 26th, an accident occurred at the Domtar Windsor Mill site when a scaffold collapsed into equipment. Three workers were injured in the accident. One worker was taken to the hospital where his life was not in danger. And then it was reported at the time that two workers were still trapped and efforts were being made for their safe rescue by first responders. And they said, at this time, we cannot confirm their health status. Psychological support is being offered to workers and their colleagues. And, of course, as we just earlier reported, those two, unfortunately, have passed away. Dateline Madison, Wisconsin, another mill bill to be proposed in Wisconsin. The first draft of a proposal to help restart idle paper mills in Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls is being finalized. Representative Jeffrey Murso of Kravitz announced this past Wednesday that he's teaming up with Scott Krug of Nakusa to make a new proposal that would help get those mills back online and bring back hundreds of jobs to those communities and help out the trucking and logging industries in the process. Quote, Representative Krug and myself will be introducing legislation that will help the mill in Park Falls and the mill in Wisconsin Rapids, Mersow said this past Wednesday. No specifics of the proposal were provided. Earlier in the summer, Governor Tony Ewers shot down a proposal that would have used federal stimulus funds for a short-term loan that would have allowed a Northwoods cooperative to purchase the mill. Merceau says that he hopes that this proposal can get bipartisan support so the mills can get back to contributing to the all-important logging economy in Wisconsin. Quote, "The industry is a $24 billion industry in the state. It's critical that we work as hard as we can to keep these mills going," added Merceau. Opponents of last summer's proposal had said the loan would not have been an appropriate use of an ARPA funding. After Evers announced his veto, Krug expressed frustration with the lack of communication between Republicans and the Democratic governor on the matter. The Verso Mill was the leading employer in Wisconsin Rapids with more than 900 people on its payroll until it was closed in July of 2020. The facility also processed nearly a quarter of the region's timber, which led to thousands of indirect jobs in the trucking and logging industry. City leaders in Wisconsin Rapids had been holding out hope that the mill will find new life and bring paper jobs back to the area, though Mayor Shane Blauser had previously said that they are also preparing for what could happen if they need to redevelop the land for another purpose, noting that another winter with no activity in the facility will only bring higher maintenance and restart costs, which could make a potential buyers think twice before committing to the facility. Dateline Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green box fraud convict Ron Vandenhuvel claims he's repaid $6 million in restitutions. Prosecutors say he's lying. A DePierre businessman convicted of defrauding investors could face additional disciplinary action after a federal prosecutor claims that he's lied about his progress in repaying victims. Ron Vandenhuvel, age 67, is serving a 90-month sentence in federal prison for fraud stemming from his operation of Greenbox, a business that he pitched to investors as a way to convert food-contaminated waste into reusable paper and plastic products. At sentencing in January 2019, he was also ordered to pay $9.4 million to 14 of the organization investors that he was found guilty of defrauding. On September 30th, Vandenhuvel had sent a letter to the U.S. District Court of Eastern Wisconsin asking it to reduce the amount of restitution owed in the case to $2.4 million. He included in this evidence a printed list of restitution he owed to specific organizations that was amended with handwritten explanations of payments he claimed to have made and the new balances he claimed he owed. Notes that included one investor who was owed $3.1 million should have considered repaid because they took system as payment. Vandenhuvel claimed that another investor who was owed more than $527,000 was only due $200,000 because Greenbox completed his Brazil work. In an October 22nd response, federal prosecutors told the court that prison records indicate that Vandenhuvel had only paid $200 in special assessment fees and $25 in restitution to Horicon Bank. The only repayments made so far, countered U.S. attorneys Richard Froling and Timothy Funnell, have come from Vandenhuvel's partners who have paid down some of the $1.1 million owed to Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. WEDC opted in 2018 to write off its loan to Vandenhuvel because agency officials believed it was unlikely the money could be repaid, or recouped, that is. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.